all of the stars had to line up in the universe. So when that happened, I knew that, well, this is a chance given to me, so I'm going to do the best I can. And I did the best I can, and I did that knowing that I can, having the determination, having the persistence that, you know, that this doesn't just happen. This isn't something that is offered to everybody to be able to go back to school.
Margie Borecki was nowhere near short of accomplishment. With her private pilot's license under her belt, as well as a career in the U.S. Marine Corps as a corporal non-commissioned officer, but decided she wanted to further her research and professional career after obtaining a Master of Landscape Architecture. That brought Borecki to Utah State University's PhD program in Environmental Engineering, where she is studying variability of stormwater pollutant removal in plant species.
My research focuses on the uptake of nutrients and pollutants, so metals, nitrogen, and phosphorus in plants from stormwater. I think the passion is to try to give people cleanness, clean water, a clean environment. I think it's underrated.
Her straight A grades and commitment to this technical work has brought her the honor of being nominated as a finalist for an Academic Excellence Award from the Women's Tech Council.
I guess I have a pretty bizarre resume. I've done a lot of things most women haven't done. I was in the Marine Corps. I flew planes. And then I became an assistant professor. And all of those things just seem strange. And therefore unique. At the time, I've always had a lot of people question, why would you do that? And it always just seemed appropriate. And so now it's starting to come into place where I can see how all of the things are helping me go forward. And I want to make sure that that continues. And I think that that's why I was nominated. And that's why I became a finalist, is because I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. I think that's pretty evident.
Aside from the sheer difficulty of the courses, Borecki is a mother of two, a wife, and is an avid athlete.
I used to play a lot of volleyball, and that turned into, well, I need a new sport. And so now I play a lot of hockey. I play on two teams. And then I also do a lot of bike riding, and I did my first century this summer, which is 100 miles on a road bike. And my hockey team won its championship game. And this is a C-League, so it's not, you know, super awesome, but I was pretty happy. And I guess I do a lot of things. I keep myself very busy.
While Borecki doesn't watch TV, there are some other keys to her success.
Say that half of why I can do what I do is because my husband's willing to help in almost every aspect. Without that, there's no way I would be able to do what I do. I want him to be able to do these things, so I always try to help him be able to do these things. But in return, I get the help to do these things. So we're each other's biggest fans. That said, I also rely heavily on my friends. Maybe not to do things for me, but maybe to be there when I need them. And I'm very quick to ask for help.
Another driving force for Margie is her Polish background. Born in Poland, her family immigrated to the United States when she was 4 years old, and she continues the tradition by speaking Polish in her home, as well as celebrating Polish holidays.
Because our families both are from Poland, both families were heavily impacted by World War I and World War II. We have a strong connection to who we are because we realize the struggles that they had to get through just to survive. And I think that plays a big role in how I approach life. I'm really just happy to have the opportunity to do these things. And I figure if I fail, it's not a big deal.
Borecki will be honored with the other finalists at the 5th Annual Women Tech Awards in Salt Lake on Thursday. The awards are provided to increase visibility and networking for women doing great things in the technical field. The public is invited to the event. To learn more, visit womentechcouncil.org. I'm Story Powell, reporting for Utah Public Radio.